Hi, my name is Anne Camille. I'm a Christian. I have two testimonies that I want to share with you. The first one is about the greatest man that the world has ever seen. And the second one is about my true life story. Please take a moment to listen briefly to both stories, whether you are a Christian or not. The first story is a brief account of something extraordinary that ever happened to humanity 2,000 years ago. A great mystery happened. A man came into this world. He is the world's greatest man that has ever lived on earth. Before he was born, his birth was prophesied over 500 years ago by many prophets. They all predicted the exact time, exact place, and exact way in which he would be born. He was born in Bethlehem, the land of Judah, in the days of Herod the king. He was born in a manger that was shared by animals. He was born of the Holy Spirit through the Virgin Mary, exactly as predicted. Growing up was not easy. He grew up as a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract anyone to him. He was despised and rejected by men, including his own family, friends, and relatives. He spent most of his childhood alone. He spent times alone. He was always acquainted with sorrow and grief. He was insulted, and yet he did not revenge. But he humbled himself by becoming man and lived among men. At 12 years old, he went to the temple. He pestered many religious teachers and teachers of the law and leaders, for he was full of great wisdom and knowledge. He spoke as one having authority, full of wisdom, for whoever heard him was astonished and greatly amazed. He spoke about love, how he loved the world and came to seek the lost, the sinners, and how he had come to die on behalf of the sins of the world. He said, "Repent of your sins, for the kingdom of God is at hand. No greater love has any man such as this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Whoever comes to me, I will not cast them away." He spoke about eternal life, that those who would believe in him will not perish but have eternal life. He said, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He will not come into judgment, but has crossed over from death to life." He spoke about the right way to heaven, that he was the only way to heaven. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of me will never be hungry." He also spoke about birth, that whoever believes in him shall never die. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even though he dies, will live." He also spoke about heaven, a beautiful place where he lives, which is beyond any human imagination. A place that has no night, no sorrow, no pain, no sickness, no tears, no day, no night. He said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, for in my Father's house are many mansions. For I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come back and take you, so that you may be where I am." He also spoke about the end of the world, the coming judgment, that he would return again for a second time, not to die for the sins of the world, but to judge the world. He said, "No one knows the day or the hour, not even the angels, but my Father in heaven. Therefore, be alert and watchful, for you do not know on what day your Lord will come. Just as it was in the days of Noah, before the flood came, whilst people were busy eating and drinking and marrying, then the flood came and swept them all. For this is how it will be also at the coming of the Son of Man." His words gave hope to multitudes. He did so many great signs and miracles. He healed the sick, raised the dead, made blind people see, and made deaf people hear. He revealed people's secrets. No one said a thing behind his back without him knowing about it. He later told his disciples that his time to die was near, and that he would rise up after 3 days. His time to die came exactly as he had said. As he was dying, great natural signs accompanied his death. The great curtain in the temple was torn apart and a great earthquake came upon the land. It left a nearby soldier was standing nearby the cross, shocked as he proclaimed, "Surely this man is the Son of God." He later rose up exactly after 3 days, as he said he would, and he appeared to Mary Magdalene, the disciples, and later to over 500 Christians and gave them final words, leaving them behind glorious words, and said, "I will return again. Go ye therefore into the whole world and preach the good news." As they looked intently into the sky, two angels appeared and said, "Why do you stand here looking up into the sky? He will return back the same way that you have seen him go into heaven." And that was the last time that people saw this man. But who is this man? Who really is this man? His name is Jesus, the Son of the Living God. He returns back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the one who was and who is to come. The same yesterday, today, and forever. The Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end, the first and the last. The creator of everything. The Lion of Judah. The Ancient of Days. The Great I Am. The I Am Who I Am. The Everlasting God. Today he reigns. He lives in heaven. Seated on the throne, looking down on the children of men. To see if there are any who seek him and obey him. He reigns in glory and majesty. He rules the entire world. He does things as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the people of the earth. All nations are like a drop of water in a bucket. All men are grass. The glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows them away. He sets times and appoints kings and princes. He rules the world with power. There is no one like him, and there shall never be anyone like him. Death is a fact of life. The only future event we can all be sure of is that we will all die. Already most of us have felt it through the loss of our beloved brothers, sisters, spouses, parents, friends, and relatives. Death has no appointment. Behold, now is the accepted time, for tomorrow may never come. If you are not a Christian, if you have no personal relationship with Jesus, now is the time. Jesus loves you. Even though you cannot see him, he's watching you right now, this minute. Jesus came specifically for you. He came to look for you. Jesus loves you. The Bible says, whilst we were still sinners, Christ died for our sins. Jesus cares for you. Jesus weeps for you. He sees you in everything that you go through. We are all born with sin. There is no one righteous, not even one. No one is perfect. Only him can take away our sins, for he died for you on the cross. Jesus wants you to come to him, repent of your sins and commit your life to him by inviting him in your heart. Because he stands at the door of your heart, knocking every day that you may open your heart to him. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door of the heart and knock. If any man hears my voice and believes him who sent me, I will come in and eat with him, and he will be with me." If you give him your heart, he will give you eternal life. And if you die this very minute, you will see him face to face. Behold, now is the time to come to Jesus today and receive eternal life, that you may live with him in heaven. Lastly, to every Christian that is listening, yours is the kingdom of God. Jesus has commanded you to preach the gospel to any human being that he puts along your way. How will the world know that Jesus loves them and lets you go and tell them? How will they know that 2,000 years ago Jesus died a painful death in order to save them? Why should you be quiet when your own brothers and sisters and friends and neighbors are dying every day in sin? Unless if you are ashamed that you are not a Christian. You have never known Christ personally. Jesus said, "If any man is ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of him when I return." The Lord has left you to do the work, or he will raise thorns and use other means. all Christians. Behave like a man who seeks a city out of sight and save your master. May the Divine Spirit animate us to obey the call of God to a life of service. In the market, office, on the streets, and everywhere in season and out of season, to preach the gospel, so that we may say this glorious word: I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now it is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day. Not only me, but all those who have longed for his appearing. As I conclude, let us remember that time is not with us. Time is fleeting. Death bids are coming. The future is uncertain right now. Some people are passing away. Time to depart has come. Everything is temporal and passing away. No one is remaining here. The night is gone. It is far gone. The day is at hand. So then, let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, which is Jesus. Let him who has ears hear and be wise and prepare. Because behold, he is coming with clouds. And every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn on account of him. Blessed are those who hear and keep what is written in the Bible. For the time is near. And the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Even so, come Lord Jesus.